Career executives and political appointees have to work together and work effectively. But that relationship can be made complicated in a partisan environment when there's belt tightening. Timothy Quinn is the chief of staff of the White House Office of the National Drug Control Policy, and he joins Tom Temin, who is at the SEA conference, to talk about the panel he's participating in that takes on this very topic. Gentlemen.
Mr. Quinn, great to have you.
Thank you.
So what will you be talking about later at the Senior Executives Conference?
Well, knowing the people who are going to be in the room today, very senior executives, I think they are aware of many of the things that I'm going to mention. But on occasion, it's good to remind people of some of the basic rules of the road in terms of political appointees and career staff and how they can engage and how they really can be together most effective.
I mean, to love one another?
Well, I at least maybe understand one another better, I think that can come from understanding sort of three basic truths that may be either points of potential conflict, or maybe better understanding these three things can be used as a potential basis for cooperation. In terms of things like timing, looking at what the political appointee's notion of timing is versus career staff. By that I mean political appointees tend to think, because of the nature of being a political appointee, in shorter increments of time than career staff may think. And just understanding that difference and having honest dialogue around that difference. Political appointees have a limited amount of time. They want to accomplish things while they're there. Career staff, I think, have a tendency to take a longer view and see accomplishments gained over a longer period of time. And just being honest about that is something that can be helpful. The same in terms of what the measures of success are. Political appointees think in terms of what has the administration accomplished. I think career employees and career staff think in terms of what over time has the department or the agency that they spend a career in has accomplished. Again, recognizing that difference can be helpful. And I think lastly, in terms of balance of power, and this is really important in terms of working together, political appointees have contacts within the new administration that are going to be pivotal in terms of moving that agency's agenda along. They also bring new ideas, innovative thinking to the table. And likewise, career staff have very vital interagency contacts, people that they have worked with for a number of years in departments and agencies across the city, and those contacts are going to be important for moving the agenda. They also bring a tremendous amount of institutional knowledge. And that institutional knowledge is very important for political appointees to understand as they move forward the administration's agenda. So just those three areas, timing, measures of success,
sure,
and understanding balance of power, I think are really good reminders that I'm hoping to bring today.
We're speaking with Tim Quinn. He's chief of staff of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. And let me just ask you how it works in your shop. I mean, very often you hear career employees saying that the political staff, they have meetings about operational and programmatic issues without including the career staff. How do you work it?
Well, we do the opposite. I can't think of, quite frankly, a meeting I've been in our office that did not have a mix of political and career staff involved. And it's essential. And Mr. Davis mentioned before, in the interview you did previously about needing to innovate and needing to do more with less. And so there are no spare people in agencies. Everyone has to be brought to the table, both political and career, in order to move the agency's agenda along. And so we try to do that as we move the president's national drug control strategy forward. We have tremendous career professionals here who have extensive knowledge in their areas of expertise, and frankly, without them, we can't move the agenda along on drug policy.
And there's often a grass is always greener attitude on the part of both people in government and in the private sector. So now having been on both sides, my theory is, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, is that actually in terms of support staff and the amount of money hanging around, it's not all that much different in large companies or large agencies.
I think that that's probably right, Tom. I think your instinct is correct on that. And that's why I think it really is a leadership challenge to make sure that everyone within an organization in the government context, whether you're a political appointee or a career employee, is to understand what your specific role is in moving the mission of the agency forward. And that really is important in these times where resources are scarce and yet the needs are infinite. And making sure that everyone who comes through the door every day for your organization knows how they fit, what their role is, and that their contribution is needed and appreciated. That really is what's critical.